Show with Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Stupid management. The people are real. The cases are real. This is
Tom and Ollie. I just called
to say. Mate, look, there's only one answer to this. Now, when I was a kid, we used to love getting the bread roll and whacking the twisties in it. So it's got to be a yes.
Yes.
And the thing is, if you wanted to go all out exotic and something real nice, it'd be your Samboy barbecue shake in a sandwich. Can't beat it.
One, two, three, four.
It's time for Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Oh, welcome to your Monday night. Maybe you're going to get a chip sandwich for dinner tonight, Ollie. A chip sandwich is the way to go.
Don't bring that up again. I've forgotten about that last week.
Love chips in a sandwich.
It's a new week. No more chip sandwich conversation.
Mate, plenty of reasons to listen to tonight. We're Tom and Ollie, if you haven't heard us before. We have so many questions for you.
Tom, I'm glad to say that Ollie's crazy, carefully worded cryptic music challenge returns in about 20 minutes. We missed it last week because of Australia Day. That annoyed me.
It's like a cryptic crossword, but worse.
No, it's better. I give out a clue and you guess the band. And we have got key rings to give away. So that's in about 20 minutes.
Wow.
And we'll also touch base with Triple M's man on the ground in Townsville. To hear what's going on there. Pretty serious stuff.
Absolutely.
And lots of water.
Ollie, did you hear about the Super Bowl today?
Yeah, I did hear a little bit.
Oof. Well, up next, Ollie, I want to set a challenge for the nation. I want to know how many Australians have had a more exciting day than the US. It's up next with Triple M's Tom and Ollie. We have questions. It's the middle. Jimmy Eat World, Rock's Greatest Hits here on Triple M with Tom and Ollie.
Yeah.
We have questions and of course, the crazy carefully worded cryptic music challenge isn't far away.
Yes.
Ollie, here's a challenge I want to set to the nation. Yes. You're really excited for Monday, aren't you?
I'm excited.
Here's a challenge I want to set for the nation. Did you have a more exciting day than the US? If you did, if you reckon you did, 133353. Of course, today was Super Bowl 53. The 53rd Super Bowl that there has been, Ollie. The Los Angeles Rams took on the New England Patriots. It was a bit of a fizzer. I'm just going to play you, Ollie. It was so much of a fizzer. I'm going to play you the last 10 seconds of the broadcast on ESPN, and I think even the announcers were a bit bored. Take a listen.
Crowd's loving it.
The New England Patriots are the Super Bowl champions again.
not a rousing reaction from the commentators. Well, Tom, in my household, no one was too fussed about the Super Bowl, but I imagine with your American boyfriend, there would have been some fanfare going on.
I mean, nice guy.
Absolutely. I did ask him how the Super Bowl went because he took the day off work, went and looked at the...
Where's he from again?
He's from Colorado.
He's from country
Colorado, so took the day off. It's like a big day. You know, it's the grand final. It's huge.
It's a huge day. I love it.
So I said, how was the footy? How was it good?
Yeah.
He said... It was
you didn't say gridiron?
No. It was kind of a defensive game, so it wasn't the most fun to watch, and the halftime show sucked. Now,
He didn't like Maroon 5.
No, Maroon 5 played. Apparently, it was just a bit of a fizzer. Right?
Well, hasn't there in the past been Beyonce? You know, she's a big name. Like, this
Chris
guy.
Chris Martin from Coldplay.
Maroon 5, not quite as big. I don't know.
It's just a bit meh.
And Travis Scott, who everyone is a big fan of.
Here's the thing, though, Ollie. I reckon people had a more exciting day than the Super Bowl. 133353. Let's set the challenge to you. Anyone can get involved with this. Call up. Let us know what you did today. Because I reckon it's going to be more exciting than the US.
I know, I did some.
What did you do today?
I'm much more excited than that. Well, I went to the gym. But no, it's actually something that we both did, Tom, that I've been banned from speaking about. I can't talk about what happened today.
Yeah, you can't talk about
but
that.
But if you are keen, you can go on the socials at Tom and Ollie and see.
Okay.
Tomorrow, you'll hear why our day was better.
Ollie, here's why my day was better than the US. I went out for breakfast this morning, right? Guess who I saw?
Oh, who?
I saw Limo.
Limo.
I saw Limo. You might have heard Limo on the best drive show in the country, Kennedy Malloy, this evening.
Yes.
This afternoon. I saw Limo today at breakfast.
And you saw him.
Yeah.
And that is more exciting than the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Well, he didn't see me. Oh. So it's only slightly better than the Super Bowl.
Oh, amazing. So it's just got to just beat it.
Yeah.
Just beat just that story beat a little bit.
What did you do today that was way more exciting than the Super Bowl? Slightly more exciting than the Super Bowl.
Anywhere in that range.
133353 with Triple M's Tom and Ollie. We have questions. It's Triple M's Tom and Ollie. We have questions. Do you want a personally engraved Triple M keyring? Then all you have to do is answer a cryptic clue that Ollie comes up with in about 10 minutes' time.
Yes.
But Ollie, today was Super Bowl 53. It was a bit of a fizzer. Even the announcers on ESPN weren't that thrilled. This is the last 10 seconds of today's Super Bowl.
The New England Patriots are the Super Bowl champions again.
The Patriots won 13-3 against the Los Angeles Rams.
Yeah, I was going to say that scoreline, 13-3, it just sounds like a shitty scoreline.
Yeah.
Only in soccer would that be like, what a sick game.
Yeah.
13-3. And then when that guy said, the Super Bowl champions, the Patriots, again. Like the again was like, again.
Did you have a better day, a more exciting day than the Super Bowl? 1-3-3-5-3. I don't think it's a hard thing to ask here.
No.
I think most Australians would have had a better day than the US. Nathan, what did you get up to today?
Hey, I'm a truckie, so I drive most of the night, but my day, I had a better day because I actually got to sleep without the grandkids waking me up. Oh. So that's a bonus.
I mean, that's brilliant. There we go.
It's not exciting, though, is it?
It's a better day, though. Yeah, don't you agree?
Yeah, well, you must be exciting.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. Terry, was your day exciting?
Look, yeah, it was. I don't know if I can match the limo story, but I did
see limo on the street, so it was pretty exciting.
Yeah.
Good, similar to the last caller. I just went to work and it was way more interesting than watching any of that or getting involved into any of that rubbish.
What do you do for work, Terry?
I just stand in front of the computer all day and I'm out with goods, so I send stuff out to customers and I had Mondayitis.
Right.
It was way better.
Well, then that's way better. That's a way better day.
Yeah.
Michael, what was involved for your Monday?
I just went to work as well.
And
there's probably nothing more boring besides soccer than watching the NFL.
And you gave it a crack, did you?
Yeah. I would rather kill myself than actually watch NFL.
Okay. Well, you don't need that.
Extreme.
Michael, you're a plasterer.
Yeah.
Okay.
Got him, mate. His day was more exciting, apparently.
Yeah. Brian, you're 72 years old. Was your day more exciting than the Super Bowl over in the US?
It certainly was.
Oh. What did you do? What did you do, Brian?
Oh, I took my lovely wife up to the hotel and she played the Paggies. I went in the bar and had a couple of beers and went up to watch our local soft football side, Roxbury Park.
Yep.
Trained tonight in Essendon District, and it was better up there. It's like watching bloody grass grow. And I tell you, if you can understand the rules of it, you'd be a better man than I am. Yeah.
Brian, sounds like a great day. What was if there was one moment, what was the most exciting moment of the day for you?
When it finished.
When the Super Bowl finished. Very good. Well, Chris, you got some good news today, so surely it has to be more exciting than the Super Bowl.
Yeah, well, it's good for me. I'm from the Gold Coast, and I had to get up 3 this morning to fly down to Melbourne and then drive all the way to Ballarat to see an oncologist.
Oh, wow, that's better.
And have a yearly...
It's a long drive,
it's a hell of a job. Still driving. Had a yearly PET scan, and they came back to them cancer-free. And man, for me, that's a big thing. Made my day.
Like, well, that awesome. Is way better than
and Chris,
the Super Bowl,
you sound
Chris.
American. So, is it a big day for you over there?
I'm from Canada, so we're like Americans. We try to build brothers.
I'm so sorry, Canada.
Oh, jeez. Oh, wow.
That's embarrassing.
Okay, Paul McCartney and Wings. Band on the Run. Triple M's Tom and Ollie. Okay. We have questions.
Okay, Tom, everyone's favourite time of the week. Oh. It's a Monday, and we always do this one. I won't say it because you've got a button for it.
Yeah, good.
Ollie's Crazy, Carefully Worded Cryptic Music Challenge.
Yes, that's right. Ollie's Crazy, Carefully Worded Cryptic Music Challenge. Tom, I give a clue out, a cryptic clue, like in a crossword, as you say.
Yeah.
But it's not a quick crossword, whether it's a clear translation of, you know, what's red, or maroon.
Mm.
No, it's cryptic. And here is my clue, Tom, and there is 2 Triple M bands.
Hey, can I just say, though, that my favourite part about this game is...
The title.
I love engraving, and we got given some key rings that were going to be chucked out, but we're like, no, we'll have them, and we're going to personally engrave key rings for you. So if you win,
they are nice.
You get a personally engraved key ring.
I don't think people need that for this kind of game, because it's a smart game, intellectual game.
They need the key ring.
For smart people.
No, they need the key ring.
So here's the clue. Mm. Which 2 bands, which Triple M artists, and we are playing a wider mix of rock these days, which is great for me, are in the clue. Here we go. Celebratory food for those freaking out on the dance floor. Celebratory food for those freaking out on the dance floor.
Okay.
Tom, have a think about it. I know you take a while.
No,
get involved on Facebook. Hit us up at Tom and Ollie. That's where you go on Facebook. Give us a message. if you can, privately. Don't give it away. Don't post it publicly.
Yeah. Put your number in the message as well so we can give you a call.
Mm-hmm. But two bands in that clue. One more time, Tom. Celebratory food for those freaking out on the dance floor.
Nice.
Good back, Tom.
Thanks.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Tom and Ollie, tackling the big questions.
Have you ever smelt a fish that's freshly come out of the water?
Yeah, it smells like fish.
Triple M.
Thank you to all those getting involved on Facebook at Tom and Ollie as we play this game right here, Tom.
Ollie's crazy, carefully worded cryptic music challenge.
You go there and you give your answer to my cryptic clue that I'm doing. And what, if you have gone and answered the clue, you might also have seen the video of Tom failing miserably, which is also a bonus, which we'll chat about tomorrow. Tom, here it is again. The clue, I'll say it one more time before we get an answer. Celebratory food for those freaking out on the dance floor. Two Triple M bands cryptically hidden away. And I want to say a shout out to Simon, David, Carissa, all answering very quickly.
Could have said birthday sweets for the first one.
Oh, someone's been told the answer. We've got Brody on 133353.
Let's break this down, Brody. Let's do it. Brody, let's do it piece by piece.
I try and break the clue in half, Brody. So the first bit of the clue was what?
Celebratory food.
Yes, and the band?
Cake.
My man. He's going the distance. He's going for speed. Nice, Brody. Very good. And the second half of the clue was, for those freaking out on the dance floor, what band is that?
Was it Panic at the Disco?
My man. Brother. Oh.
It's easily the worst radio game.
Brody, you are shooting for the stars, my friend. And you've won yourself a personally engraved key ring that Tom made himself.
Thanks, guys.
Awesome. Mate, good game, isn't it?
It is. Wonderful.
Run out of time.
Wonderful.
Run out of time. Ollie, up next. Triple M is unashamedly male, but we need the help of the women of Australia. Please listen if you're a lady, up next.
You sound desperate.
It's your bit, mate. It's Triple M's Tom and Ollie. We have questions. Okay, that's the boss. Triple M's Tom and Ollie. We have questions.
Tom, I once again bring my relationship forward to the radio, to you and to everyone who can help me out, to help me work out who is in the wrong in the relationship, whether it's me or my partner, Sarah.
You use the radio too much for this.
Well, I find it's the best way to get just a nice, clean slate of advice. It's not biased. People just call up and they say what they think, and I like that.
Okay.
Here's the issue. Sarah is very much clean-focused, right? Last week we discussed the fact she wanted the bathroom cleaned once a week.
Yeah.
I said too much.
Yeah.
Anyway, I lost
You're already paying for a cleaner.
I lost that battle.
Every fortnight. What, you've lost it? You're going to pay for a cleaner every week?
No, I'm not paying for it. she's going to get a cleaner. But this week, Tom, I have a new issue. And it's ongoing. And Sarah can hear this. And she's going to hear it for the first time on radio. But when we have guests over and when we host a party, and this happens, I'm okay with it. But when we have just a couple over, we've got our good friends Matt and Alice on the weekend.
Okay.
Matt and Alice are coming over for a drink in the evening at about 6 o'clock.
Right.
Sarah, in the bathroom, which is, you know, where obviously they're going to go to the bathroom if they come over for a few hours.
So you've got two bathrooms in your house. You've got an ensuite and like a guest bathroom, I suppose.
Yeah.
So is this in the guest bathroom?
In the guest bathroom.
Okay, yeah.
She clears, right now all our stuff's in there for whatever reason, right?
Okay.
But she clears everything off the bench. So it becomes like a hotel.
Yeah, it does.
All my stuff's put away under benches.
I'm always surprised when I go into that bathroom that it is weirdly clean.
It's normally full of stuff. But when Sarah
has
guests over, and it makes sense to me if we've got like 10 people coming over.
Sure.
We're putting on a show. We're just having two good mates over for a drink.
You don't need to clear the stuff.
It hasn't got to be a hotel.
No.
You don't need to straighten the towels and remove my toothbrush and put all the little tub under the bench. None of that needs to happen. And that's my contention. I mean, am I going crazy here?
I don't think
Sarah
so.
Sarah thinks I'm an idiot, don't you, Sarah?
Yeah, I'm just trying to be hospitable.
Oh, well, I don't mind being hospitable, Sarah, but I also don't mind just relaxing a little bit and not cleaning the bathroom to a hotel standard.
But it's not, like, it just means that when someone comes over, they've got the ability to kind of, feel comfortable that our bathroom is clean, hygienic, and they don't have to, you know, worry about when they wash their hands, they're going to flush your toothbrush.
They're our best friends. Like, they're our best couple friends. Like, we're very comfortable with each other. I don't see why there has to be such an upkeep level.
Look, I was just being nice. If I didn't have time, I wouldn't have done it, but no.
No, you do it all the time, Sarah. Don't talk it down like it's some, I just happened upon it.
Sarah, what are you worried about?
I just, I'm literally just want to make them comfortable. And I think that Alice would agree with me. If she was listening, she'd call up and vehemently defend my actions because she would do the same thing.
I don't think that. I don't think most people, and this is why I'm wondering, on 1-3-3-5-3, most people aren't clearing the decks of the bathroom when they have a guest over.
Okay, put it to the phones then.
Do you reckon they will? Do you reckon people are doing this, what you're doing?
Well, I'm worried about the listenership of Triple M and maybe that they
don't you dare, Sarah.
Oh, you pig.
This is our workplace. What? We're going to come to your work and smash the desks of all your customers.
The blue-collar listeners, the blue-collar workers of this country who love rock and roll, don't you sully their name with your hoity-toity scented candles. All right, look, we've had a go. Look, 1-3-3-5-3. Please settle the score here for Sarah and I because it's tearing us apart.
Ben on 1-3-3-5-3. Off the bat, what are you thinking about this? What do we think about clearing the bathroom sink of everything in the bathroom for two good friends to come round?
First off, Happy New Year, boys. I haven't spoken to you in a new year
happy
yet.
New year, so
happy New Year, Ben.
New Year, New You.
Mate, it's got to be put away.
It's
got to be put away.
What?
Well, it's got a home. Everything's got a home in your house. You've got to put it away.
But so you put everything you use in the bathroom, shaver, toothbrush, toothpaste, it all goes under a cupboard.
That's why underneath the cupboard.
I'm baffled. Shut him down. Look, 1-3-3-5-3. I need more sane people to call up and help me out here. Otherwise, I can't lose another battle, Tom.
Rock's greatest hits here on Triple M with Tom and Ollie. We have questions. And after 8 o'clock, a dad has divided the world online after he used his baby for something shocking. We want your stories after eight, Dad, so stick around.
On 1-3-3-5-3, save my marriage. That's a lie. I'm not married. Yeah. And secondly, if I did, it wouldn't need saving. But I am having issues with my partner, Sarah.
Ooh, yes.
It's an ongoing issue, Tom. It's surrounding what's appropriate and what's required when you have guests over. Mm. What is the level of cleaning? Because what happens often when we have some friends over on the weekend, a friend of ours, Matt and Alice, just a couple, you know, very close friends. For me, there's no performance needed. There's no jazzing up of the house. Sarah says to me something like, Ollie, clear the table. I'm going to clean the bathroom up.
But Sarah, what do you do?
I like to put away the miscellaneous items in the bathroom so that the bench is clear. Surely that's not that bad.
It's so weird, Sarah.
It's just excessive to me, you know, and it's a fight because, as I said, Tom, she says, do this, I'm going to clean the bathroom. And I say, no.
It's the guest bathroom.
I'm not going to do that. So she gets angry and then we're at a tussle.
All right, Tony, we need to settle this. What do you think should be happening here? Should we put away all the things in the bathroom or just let them be for the good friends?
I'm with Sarah. Put it all away. Clean it up.
What?
This Sorry, Ollie.
This happened to me last week when I put a question out and it was about toilets being cleaned and I lost and I was surprised. I was in the wrong. Maybe my standards are wrong.
Chris, your missus does the same thing as Sarah.
Yes, she does. She does exactly the same thing. But then she insists I get in on her lunacy of frenzy bathroom schematically cleaning.
and you say no, do you?
No, I get around it by going and mowing the lawn, even if it doesn't need to be, because when I say I've done my part.
See, that's the male equivalent.
You should just go mow the lawn.
We haven't got any lawn, but I would. I'll go sweep the backyard.
Sweep the patio, mate. Yeah. Michael, should all the things be put away in the bathroom if a close friend is coming over?
Absolutely not.
No, yeah, no. Good, Michael. How old are you?
36.
But you're close to my age, Michael, and so it's fine just to leave it, don't you reckon?
Absolutely. You're not trying to sell the house and market it to people. I mean, you live in your home, and if they're your best friends,
great.
They wouldn't care less.
Great. More of Michael.
See, Sarah, you can hear the clear clarity in Michael's voice.
Is Michael single?
Oh, Michael, are you single?
Ooh, well, Michael is currently single.
That's annoying, Michael. You're not as good a witness now.
Dean, you're 46 years old. Should everything be clean in the bathroom for guests to come over? Hello, Dean.
Dean, what do you reckon?
Nah, Dean's gone. Let's go to Stuart. What do you think, Stuart?
Look, it doesn't really matter what I think. It's what my wife of 20-something years thinks.
I hate this, though, Stuart. I hate this.
Four children, 20-something years, and you just do it. You just tidy the bathroom when your brother and sister-in-law are coming or whether you've got 15 people coming.
Oh, God.
It's just got to be like the hotel.
Stuart, I'm fighting this whole thing where it's like, do I submit to the whole whatever the girl wants? Is that what life's about, Stuart?
Dean, is that what it's about?
No, I'm all for. I'm Tom's side. You basically, if they come see you, then they're here, they see you, not the house.
Yeah.
No? Exactly. Leave it as it is.
Exactly. It's not open for inspection. It's catching up with a friend, isn't it?
Come see the house, then they'll let you know. Then you tidy up.
They can wash their hands next to my toothbrush. I'm okay with that.
All right, let's get a lady's opinion. Kim, you're 35. What do we think? Is Sarah over the top wanting to clean the bathroom for guests?
For sure.
For sure, over the top, you reckon?
Over the top. Yep. What have you got to hide? Why have you got to hide your toothbrushes?
Oh, Sarah, there you go. Kim said it to you right there. Why have you got to hide your toothbrush?
I think it's hygienic and I think it's polite to make them feel welcome.
No, can't hear you. Sorry, mate. You're cutting out. It seems like I'm in the right this time. It's over the top, Sarah.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
1, 2, 3, 4.
It's time for Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Hey, if you're a parent, on Thursday night, you might have missed it. We had an amazing chat with this chick, Ro Murray, who wrote a book called For Fox's Sake. It's basically a book to help you have that chat with your teenage girl. Now, she's got a book focused towards the teenage boys coming out very soon.
Yeah. The book is for teens, but for parents as well, a great resource for having that discussion, opening up a dialogue about all things sexual and puberty. It's really hard to do.
I mean, take this bit of advice when you're going to open up and start having, you know, that chat about the birds and the bees.
Find them a bit of a sex fairy godmother or two. It doesn't always have to be the direct parent. They've got an auntie or a cousin or someone who's switched on is happy to take on that role. That can be a little less confronting for the teenagers as well.
So catch up via the Triple M app or anywhere you get your podcasts. Just search Tom and Ollie. That full chat's up there. By the way, we also have some copies to give away of For Fox's Sake. So give us a message on Facebook and we'll pick some people at random to give those books to because they're pretty good. Speaking of fatherhood though, Ollie, there is a dad that has divided opinions online. He's done something with his child that I reckon's ripper, but I don't know if the world will agree with me. Stick around. It's Triple M's Tom and Ollie. We have questions. Hootie Gurus, Triple M's Tom and Ollie. We have questions. Rock's greatest hits. Loving it. Ollie, it's time. It's that time of the week again that we bring out the issues that fathers might have. Mm. Something we call daddy issues.
Daddy issues that I wish you solve. Need other daddies to get involved. Close your eyes and call us now, cause there's things to share.
Quite long.
Daddy issues are on the air. Yeah.
Uh-oh. Someone had some daddy issues.
Still going?
Oh, and time for a song. No, Ollie, daddy issues. We're not dads. This is the time for dads to get involved. It's a dad space. We're Triple M. You know, we're unashamedly male.
Yep.
Dads, listen up.
We can't help you out personally, but we can provide a forum where you can be helped out.
Yeah. I'm usually pretty good with like some dad advice though. Like I just can feel it. But 133353, here's what I need. Because I'm pretty good with daddies, you know?
Yeah, I guess.
What's the best thing you've used your baby for? All right, there's this guy in the UK, right? His wife's posted a picture of him online, Ollie. Okay. It's gone viral.
Oh, yeah.
So we've picked it up. Here's the story. There's a picture of the guy. It shows him with the baby on his chest, some baby bottles on a table next to him.
Yep.
But if you take a closer look, Ollie, you know what he's done?
What?
He's balanced a plate of cheesecake on the baby's head, using the baby as a table.
Oh, no. Brilliant. You can't do that. You can't do that.
Ollie, I'll hand you over a photo here. It's brilliant. So the wife has said, imagine spending 9 months growing your beautiful baby, enduring morning sickness and stretch marks for him to be used as an cheesecake table that you can buy from B&M for £3.50.
No, but I've seen the photo. It's not on the baby's head.
No.
I thought it was on his head. It's on its belly or its back.
It's on its back.
Who cares? The baby's back.
So he's having some he's loving the cheesecake.
Back's
the baby doesn't care.
The body,
baby's asleep.
Yep.
The baby's fine.
Baby's got no issue.
Dads have chimed in saying, parenting win. The baby doesn't know what's happening. I'd probably do it too with my little one.
I know you're the gay one, but bit of a hot dad. He looks like Daniel McPherson, the actor. The Aussie actor. Is it Daniel McPherson?
Mate, are you the gay one?
I'm not gay, just fun and fruity.
A frustrated mum said, I feel your pain. Men don't get how hard it is to carry a baby and they do things like this. I'm with you, sister.
No.
The wife has gone on to say that, look, it was a bit of a tongue-in-cheek rant, so it wasn't actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're asking here, what is the best thing you've used your baby for?
Yeah.
Which I do like because we were having a chat before, Tom. We don't have kids.
No.
But we have both used babies for the same thing.
Yes.
At various times. Yes. Weddings particularly, when you're dressed up. And there was a baby that I saw at a wedding recently, like last weekend. And I got a photo with the baby dressed up in a little suit. and you post that online,
yeah,
you're going to get likes.
That's a like grabber.
Babies get likes.
Babies get likes. Use them in your Insta.
That's my tip.
133353. Dads, get involved. Safe space. What have you used your baby for? What's the best thing you've used your baby for? Give us a call. It's Triple M's Tom and Ollie. We have questions. This is a new Panic at the Disco. It's called High Hopes. Oh, Rock's Greatest Hits on Triple M. You're with Tom and Ollie. We have questions for you. Hope you have a good Monday night. It's time, guys, for some issues that fathers are having. We call them daddy issues.
Daddy issues are on the air. Yeah.
Uh-oh. Someone had some daddy issues.
Guy in the UK, right, has been snapped. He's been papped by his wife having some cheesecake off the back of his baby. Now, he's divided the internet. So basically what he's doing, right, he's on the couch. The baby's on him. He's doing a good job. He's a dad looking after the kid, Ollie.
Yeah, he's great.
And then he's got the cheesecake on top of the baby, eating the cheesecake kind of off the baby's back. I don't see an issue here.
No issue. He's a hot dad. Well, Tom, it turns out, and we've read on, and she did say, the mum did say, look, the rant that I made online was a bit of a tongue-in-cheek rant. Yeah. So it's a bit of a puff piece.
It's a puff piece.
This is a puff piece. And a bit of puffery going on. So it's a bit of hullabaloo for not much, Tom. Does inspire us to have this conversation.
That's true. Dads, get involved. What's the best thing you've used your baby for? Now, with daddy issues, no ladies allowed. So Leonie knows this. Leonie on Instagram says, okay, off to the woman cave again.
Good on you, Leonie.
So she's not listening.
But you can listen or you can't listen.
Nah, it's all only for dads. Sorry. Greg, you're a dad. You've got a 31-year-old daughter. What's the best thing you did that you used your baby for?
We were at a christening and she was sitting on my knee when she was about two. And it was pretty long-winded christening, and I was getting a bit bored, so I just give her a little pinch so she'd start crying, so I could go outside.
That is brilliant. That is brilliant.
And horrible at the same time.
Well done, Greg.
Someone in the room should be going, no, not okay. So we shouldn't all be applauding that.
No, yeah.
It's not okay, Greg, but well done.
I don't think it would have hurt.
Well, you know, cried.
I don't think it would have hurt. We circumcise babies as kids.
That's
true. You know what I mean? Well, like,
you're talking to patient zero.
No, but you were 12 years old, so it was a little bit later in life for you.
Please, I was 8.
Mate, this is fine. It's all fine. If you're worried about circumcision, mate, it's daddy issues. It's part of it.
It's a man space right now.
Dads with issues. Lee, you've got a 3-year-old daughter. What's the best thing you've used your daughter for?
I was working on the car and I dropped a nut and bolt down the engine bay. And I couldn't get it with my hand, so I used my daughter to use her hand to get it.
It was like it was a skill tester. You used her as a skill tester in the car.
Pretty much, and as she was, I had her holding up in her arms. She was coming head first into the bay to get it.
Oh.
Just as she had a hand on it, the wife came around the corner in the garage.
Oh, you're
what joking. Are you doing, Lee? Is that what she said?
Pretty much, yep. Yeah. So I had my daughter covered in grease and grime, yelling, I've just about got it, Dad, a little bit further.
Just grabbing some nuts.
So you were holding her by the ankles?
Oh, I had one arm around her waist and, the other hand on her legs.
Dad of the year.
I love it, Lee. Thank you so much. I love that kids are more useful than what we thought, Ollie.
So do I.
Maybe you should get one, you know? Oh, Triple M, Tom and Ollie, we have questions. Rock's Greatest Hits, Snow Patrol with Chasing Cars. It's Triple M's Tom and Ollie. We have questions.
Tom, today we were lucky to be exposed to an event going on that came through via the emails. And look, we're not going to go into too much detail today. Tomorrow is going to be the main event. We're going to talk about it. We're going to get a video up, which is really exciting. But Tom, I just want to share quickly, and by the way, go to Facebook or Instagram right now, and there's a bit of a teaser. You can get an idea.
At Tom and Ollie with a Y.
At Tom and Ollie. And if you're not sure what you're getting in for, let's just have a listen. Have a think what Tom might have been doing today to make these sounds. And by the way, there is a bit of a swear warning as well.
So if whatever happens, I can take over. All right? Okay. This is your road.
I'm so scared. Okay. Oh,
longest F-bomb you'll ever hear.
Yeah.
And there's one more clue here.
Can I just say that I've never done anything like this in my life. This is probably the scariest thing I've ever done in my life.
Yep.
I've never felt like this before, the way I felt in that moment.
Well, it's all for charity, Tom. Have a listen to this.
And it's all for charity, so don't bitch out.
Charity. Yeah, look, I regret saying those words.
Never before has the two words F and charity been together. Tom, look, by the way, what I'm saying is I'm not going to share what happened and what it was. But as I said, Facebook, Tom and Ollie's, it's all there. And Instagram. Mm. Tomorrow, we'll discuss it more. Oh. But this is why, Tom, when I said at the start of the year, you're not a Leo. Leo's are brave.
No, Leo's are courageous.
And Ollie on Triple M.
Tom and Ollie.
Mate, you've got such a small brain, you pig. Mate,
on Triple M.
Tom, we love to have a laugh and have a bit of fun, but we also don't mind looking at the more serious side of things. And right now, Townsville and surrounding areas are in such a state right now with the weather patterns they're experiencing. Have a listen to this.
More than 1,000 people are taking shelter in Townsville evacuation centres as the city battles record rainfall and widespread flooding.
It's full-on stuff. Plenty of homes are in danger and jeopardy. And so up next, we're going to speak to Townsville's Triple M host, Steve Price, who, one, is a real character, but two, he's there right now in Townsville. He's at the heart of it, and he'll share all.
You're with Triple M's Tom and Ollie. We have questions. It's Triple M's Tom and Ollie. We have questions. That one is brand new music from a band called The Struts. It's called Body Talks. Very exciting. Tomorrow on the show,
yes,
we're going to be speaking to them and getting one of their songs live and acoustic.
So pumped for that, Tom.
So good.
Tom, as most folks across the country return to work for a normal Monday, it's a very different story over in Townsville and surrounding North Queensland as extreme weather patterns, you might have heard across the news, have been hitting the area and just causing some insane flooding.
Already records have been broken. It's set to almost double the previous record, which was set in 1998.
We've got Triple M's Townsville Triple M host, Steve Pricey Price. Good evening, Steve.
Good on you, boys. Long way from North Queensland.
Right? Mate, you're far from everywhere. But don't be so excited, mate. You're meant to be a bit downtrodden. What's going on up there?
No, not at all. We're North Queenslanders. We're Aussies, you know. The thing is with North Queenslanders, on this day when paradise takes a bit of a holiday, we're above Capricorn. We are in the cyclone belt. Yeah. We're right on a monsoonal flow at the moment. We expected it just to flow, not to keep flowing and keep flowing and keep flowing. You mentioned 1998. That was the night of Noah when a tropical cyclone named Sid, an ex-tropical cyclone, just didn't move. Very similar to this low and just kept raining. Look, with the media, we've seen it right across the country. We've seen the devastation. And yes, we've really copped it over the last few days. But I have to say, one thing that hasn't been dampened, and that is the human spirit up here. We stick together.
I'm hearing you've got 16,000 homes that are out of power and potentially 20,000 homes are going to have to be evacuated. What kinds of, you know, displays of human spirit are you seeing?
Well, put it this way, the evacuation centres, we've got about five of them, and I've been around to see them. There's people coming in with board games, but people are donating their time, doing people's washing, because up here, this time of year, everything's wet, even though it hasn't been out in the rain because of the high humidity. Like, we had 2,000 cubic metres of water coming over. I was on the air last night. I did the Brekkie show, then we came back at night. We all stick together, like you guys. Yeah. Radio's the most amazing, amazing thing to be in that little room and be a part of people's lives everywhere and do your little bit.
You snuck a second shift, did you? You're back on air last night.
Yeah. And this morning in Brekkie, I slept there last night. Yeah. You see, we didn't know. I couldn't get home to my girl because I didn't know whether I could get back either. When the gates open, a lot of people probably don't realise the gates are on automatic. Once it reaches capacity, the gates automatically open. I was on air at 8 o'clock and I made the announcement. This is shivers up and down your back stuff. To make the announcement to people, remember, radio is the only media that can be to everyone because of batteries, power's out. It was just us. Well, and to say there's going to be mass inundation, and especially all your mates, people here, everyone knows everyone, everyone supports everyone, and to tell them their home, their memories are going to be gone. And look, not just us, tell your mates who are listening to Google a little place named Giru, G-I-R-U. They've copped it so bad. They've got canoes to their home, old North Queensland homes on stilts. They're stuck there.
We're speaking to Steve Pricey Price, host of Breakfast on Triple M Townsville. Pricey, I heard the Ross River Dam, it peaked at 250%, but also there's been crocodiles that could be seen in places that usually aren't there, like farm dams or water holes, and
well,
snakes
true.
That are swimming
that's,
around, Pricey.
That's right. They're even crazed broadcasters. It's true. So we're in wilderness here. We have everything that bites and eats you and all that sort of stuff. You know, it's but we live with it. Yes, there has been we've got crocodiles in Ross River. We've got crocodiles that come along the beach. Okay. Now the flood banks are broken. Yes, of course they do get out, but not as much. They're not chasing the postman.
Well, you're not
chasing greyhound buses.
If you want to sell Townsville, don't less crocodile stories, mate, because I'm pretty scared of those crocs on the beach. But best of luck to all you guys there, mate. We're thinking of you.
Thanks for caring. I really mean it. From all of us in the tropics, come and visit us sometime. It's a wonderful, happy, happy place. And happy days to you guys.
Happy days, Pricey.
Happy
thanks,
days.
Mate.
It's Steve Price with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. It's Rock's Greatest Hits on Triple M with Tom and Ollie. We have questions. After 9 o'clock, an incredible story of what a mother-in-law saw from the sun. Oh, my God. It's insane what she saw, Ollie. It's naughty as
tell
well.
Tell me what
it's
it is.
Naughty
what
is
it?
I'll tell you after 9. I'll tell you after
9.
Ollie, I am an Uber driver. I'm a qualified Uber driver. Oh, this
so
sound.
You say.
Oh, God. The new ride sound. It's. I'm dreaming of it.
Does that
you know,
sound
I'm dreaming
to,
of that
to,
sound.
To you just means cash money.
Mate, it means I'm on. You know, I start delivering service. Quick, efficient rides. When you partner with Uber, Ollie, the best thing is you can jump on and off when you want.
Why do you keep saying when you partner with Uber? Why do you keep saying, is that a phrase?
Mate, I'm partnering with Uber. I'm earning cash. Today,
no.
Received my first ever paycheck from Uber.
You're paying for Uber's business. That's what you're doing.
No. Well, I'm paying them a bit, yeah, because you have to pay them a cut, right?
Yeah.
Last week, though.
Hey, what's the cut?
100. Oh, you don't want to know. But last week, only did 3 days driving out of 6 hours. $120. Woo!
$20 an hour?
$20 an hour.
Minus the cost of your car, the petrol you've got to pay, the tolls.
Doesn't matter. All right, here's the thing though, Ollie. Turned it on a Friday arvo. I shouldn't have. Friday traffic's a bitch. Am I right?
Also,
Friday traffic sucks.
Busy. A lot of customers. Was that
annoying? It was annoying. I kept getting rides. I had to filter my trips on the way home because what you can do in the Uber driver app, you can filter your trips towards a destination.
Don't
so I put them
sell,
to home.
Don't sell the app to us. But
and I had to get 3 more rides on the way home. I just wanted to get home to my boyfriend who was working all day. Anyway, I had a lovely German man, a couple of key rides. I had a lovely German guy who was over to see the Australian Open.
Right.
And he was into the tennis and stuff. But how cool is this? He was an anaesthetist that went over to Africa to give them an ambulance.
What?
He like volunteers his time
his job
in
again?
Africa. An anaesthetist.
Yeah,
an anaesthetist.
Yeah.
So it was pretty crazy. But my favorite one was this woman who was going with her son and her daughter-in-law to go see Phil Collins. And we had a lovely chat. She was a psychologist, right? She was going back to uni, and it was so nice. You know how I get it. You know how I hold a 5-star Uber rating, Ollie.
Well, of course, that's your. You still got the 5-star rating, yeah?
I've still got the 5-star rating,
and
Ollie.
You've had at least what 10-12 customers now.
10 customers, 5-star rating. I've got 1 compliment, which is great conversation.
Oh,
and you know how you keep a 5-star Uber rating?
1 in 10 people think that you have good conversation, and you're a radio host,
Ollie. You know what you do when someone's going to a concert that night? You go, "Hey, Dale. Hey, love.
Should we chuck someone?"
Let's chuck on some Phil Collins.
Uh-huh.
And she loved me. She's like, "Oh my God, you're such a doll. I haven't been able to listen to any Phil today. You're cheering me up for the gig." She was waiting for that moment all her life. And man, she loved it.
Not dead yet.
So you know how last time we spoke, I had a pretty bad experience.
Oh,
man,
I'm back on.
I'm back on.
Good on you, mate.
Oh, didn't have time to drive today though, which was a shame.
It's okay. It's not when you go home tonight. Just put the app on and get a lift.
I've got other things to do.
Got to watch more TV, don't you?
I got Kingdom Hearts to play on Xbox. So,
no.
Do I play Xbox? Do I drive?
Xbox, man, for sure.
Yeah.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M.